This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thank you very much, Chris. 248-539-9797. I want to mention this. If you follow social media at all, especially Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, there's been a great follow over the years in the sports realm here in Detroit, the world of Isaac. He would go to games and, you know, eat sausages. He called himself the Sausage King, very opinionated Detroit sports fan. His name is Andy Israel, and he's been battling cancer for a long time. And he posted yesterday that he's gone into hospice and he's way too young. And a lot of people followed him, even nationally. There have been some shout outs yesterday from people like Chris Long and Katie Nolan and a lot of the people in the media around Detroit. Dan Miller wrote something really nice on Twitter as well. So, for all of us here at 97.1 The Ticket, I know he listened a lot. Andy, Godspeed, man. Mm-hmm. Another thing that was announced today, I don't know if you saw this, John, another international game.
Oh, I did, yeah.
The Los Angeles Chargers. Jim Harbaugh in Brazil, baby. Sao Paulo, where the Eagles played the Packers last year. Doesn't say who they're playing.
That's in 26. Did I see that right?
No, I think it's this year.
Oh, it's this year?
I believe so, unless I read it wrong, which, you know, I could have. Anyway, but yeah. The 2026 is Australia for the Rams next, you know, in 2 years. I know that.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of these long-distance international games. Mm-hmm. I've adjusted to games in London because it's not that different for a team like Jacksonville, who's played over there a lot,
right,
to go from there to London versus going from there to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's very similar. But when you're starting to talk about 18 hours on a plane, you know, Australia going to be, you know, 20-plus hours on a plane, I don't care if it's the first game of the season, if it happens middle of the season, end of the year, it doesn't matter, and how they're going to work the bye weeks, that to me is, it's not something that they should ask players to do during the college or during the NFL season.
So what it means is there's going to be two games. The NFL put out a little statement here. Two games in London at Tottenham. The Jets and the Browns will be playing, at least not against each other. But
right, yeah, they'll be hosting either of those games.
One game in Berlin with the Indianapolis Colts, so that does not affect the Lions. One game in Madrid with the Miami Dolphins. One game in Dublin, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, that doesn't affect the Lions because the Steelers are coming to Ford Field next year. There is going to be a game in Wembley, though. We don't know who's going to be playing. And that could be maybe it's a Jacksonville game. I don't know. So, supposedly there's going to be, Munich maybe? I don't know. So, we're waiting to see. We anticipate the Lions are going to
eventually be going overseas.
Yeah. I thought it definitely might be this year, but who knows? You never know.
No, you don't. And I think we did the math on the Australian one, which is, 2 years down the road, and they will not be one of the opponents in that game?
Well, there's a chance because the Rams will be the home team. Let's say the Lions.
Well, okay, so if they finish at the same with right, the same record, there's a chance,
a small chance, but yes, they won't be playing the NFC
same
West next year.
In
yes,
the division,
yeah. Exactly. Speaking of Australia, way to set up the segue there, John.
Oh, you're welcome.
I like that.
Yeah, professional.
Kyrie Irving, kind of a weird dude, no doubt about it. I know there are people around here, especially one particular Boston Celtic fan who hates Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a great basketball player.
Relatively silent over the last few years.
Yeah, he's been pretty, he's been somewhat normal.
Mm-hmm.
He's had some of his political beliefs he still spouts out every once in a while. But he's not talking about the earth being flat anymore.
Not recently.
He's a flat earther. But he stirred up a little bit, I don't know if the ire is the right word, but question by me, and it's more of a broader issue than just Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving told reporters over the weekend that he wants to play for Australia at the 2028 Olympics, which are being held in Los Angeles. Now, in fairness, Kyrie was born in Melbourne, Australia. His dad played for one of John Jansen's favorite basketball teams, the Bullying Boomers.
The Boomers.
Yes.
Who doesn't know them?
Of the now defunct Southeast Australian Basketball League. Love to see, you know, Karcher or Cater have one of the hats from the Boomers. They all wear nice baseball caps, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. So this is what he wants to do because he does hold some Australian citizenship because he was born there. And let me quote here from Kyrie Irving. We're in the process of making the switch from Team USA right now. I'm just trying to figure out what's going to be the best route for me to be eligible. There's lots of paperwork in between. Team USA still has a decision to make. I'm just trying to do what's best for me. Honestly, if I can be an Aussie at one point in my career and play for the Australian team, that would be great. Look, he's played for Team USA on numerous occasions, including 2014 World Cup, 2016 Olympics. He helped America win gold medals. He was not on the last two Olympic rosters. Some people say he was blackballed, whatever. Now, under the FIBA rules, players who compete for a country after turning 17 are tied to that country unless the Secretary General, who is currently, as you know, John, Andreas Zaglis of Greece, authorizes a switch under exceptional circumstances.
Yeah.
Now, he'll have to consider the following in his decision. The impact of the change in the development of basketball in the countries or territories involved. The level of basketball in the countries involved, such as their world and continental ranking and recent results. The potential effect of the change in the core competitive balances of FIBA official competitions. And the circumstances of the participation of the player with the previous national team. Look, he can do whatever he wants. It gives this. Once you make that commitment, and I understand because he was born in Australia, if he wanted to play for the Australia from the get-go, that's fine. That's where he was born. I have no problem there. But I think once you compete for a country after turning 17, to go back and switch and play for another country, I think it's weak. I don't think it's necessary, and I think it goes against the spirit of the Olympics, if you ask me. And now maybe I'm just being an old man here about this, and I hated it when Chris Chelios, because his grandparents are from Greece, tried to make the Greek bobsled team, if I'm not mistaken, because he couldn't make the United States one. I mean, I know the Olympics has changed. It's not amateur anymore. I get all that. But where's to me, there's like the competition. There's, you know, the patriotism of your own country. To switch and go back and forth for no reason, in my opinion, that it's sufficient, I think is bad. You know, if there's like political reasons where a country is, you know, holds
divided, or you know, there's a lot of things that can happen.
Joel Embiid, him playing for the United States in the Olympics was a joke.
So, just in regards to Kyrie Irving, he was born there. He's maintained dual citizenship. For whatever reason, he has not played for the U.S. team since 2016. I don't have any issue with him playing for Team Australia. I wouldn't have had an issue with Chelios being a part of the of another team's bobsled team. If you're not good enough to make the one that you in the U.S., you still want to try and find a way to compete in the Olympics. I don't have that big of an issue with it, and especially if there is a tie, there needs to be a tie to that country. As we said, Kyrie Irving, born there, 2 years, he's maintained dual citizenship. I have no issue if he is allowed to play for Team Australia in 2028.
So, like, if my great-great-grandparents who were born in Russia, you know, because of that, and for some reason when I was younger, and I obviously couldn't make a sport Olympic team here, but there was some sport that they really didn't do over in Russia that I could maybe qualify for, I shouldn't be able to do that.
Why?
Just because I'm not Russian. I'm American.
I understand that, but if you have, and maybe it's the great-great-great-grandfather, if you have, as Heather put it in our picks, your people, your heritage is, you know, in lineage comes from a certain country, and insert any country you want, I don't care.
Right.
I don't have any issue if you're going to pay homage to your family who, you know, originated in a country. And you want to make that switch? So be it.
Then play for the heritage family games. Don't play in the Olympics.
Are we sure Stoney's not Russian?
Yes, I think he is.
Wow.
I thought he was more French than Russian, because every once in a while we get the French.
Oh, le Canadien boot numéro 10, Guy Lafleur, yes. Exactly.
I knew that's all I had to say.
Sony, this takes so old, I think they should just go play in a Goodwill game.
Yeah, and kidnap Sergei Fedorov. That was great. They did that. That's how we got Sergei. They kidnapped him, basically. All right, our telephone number 248-539-9797. Do you think that you should be able to play for a different country? Why, especially once you've already played for one country? And then the other thing is, look, everybody, as everybody knows, I'm Jewish. There are Jewish people who play for, you know, Israel, who have no connection, family connection to Israel, just because they're Jewish.
They got a religious affiliation?
Yeah, so they can go, no, that shouldn't be allowed. That should not, like the World Baseball, you know, when they have that. It's, you know, Ian Kinsler played for the United, or maybe he was the manager, or Osmus or whatever. Those guys shouldn't play for Israel. They're American. No family over there. 97 won the ticket.
A personal injury of any sorts is, in fact, personal. Injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that you get all the medical care that you need and deserve to put your life back together after an accident. You need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Femininio. If you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. but I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stony in for Jim Costa's on vacation. I have to make a correction. I was talking about one of a great sports follows on social media locally, World of Isaac. And he put out yesterday that he's gone to hospice. He's been fighting cancer for a long time. And I had the wrong last name. So it's Andy Isaac is his name. So a friend of mine knows somebody whose name that I used. So I want to make sure he was okay.
Yes. Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Why are you laughing? See,
why am I laughing?
How do you laugh at something like that? On the air.
Because off the air, you could not have.
I was so embarrassed. I was laughing because I screwed up so badly.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes there's an opportunity to have an awkward laugh. We all are human, and no matter what country we live in or broadcast in.
And Andy, if he's listening, would probably be laughing too. All right. Let's go to, before we get to take some texts, let's go to Joe. What's up, Joe?
Good morning, Stoney. Nice to hear you on the air. Hi, John. I agree with you, John, on this topic. If he can't play, that has to be part of the equation. He can't. He's blackballed. He's not good enough. I think he should have the opportunity to compete. Like John said, you want to do that. He's a competitor. And Stoney, you know, if you wanted to for Russia, you could do, what is that, the break dancing thing? You might do that.
That's right.
Yeah, you could break dance.
Oh, my God. Hey, I'd go viral.
Yeah, you could.
I would
fly
to Russia to see that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, or you could be the voice of the Russian rubles.
Russian rubles. I'm not even going to try to do a Russian voice.
We had audio of you already doing it. Why not?
That's why.
Give us your best give us your best audition.
No, I'm not.
Come on. I know you want to do it.
Because I keep trying to end my... Datuk the Park.
What was that?
I said Datsuk the Park.
John, a question. Who do you think Stoney was trying to imitate in that cut I just played? Yeah.
I don't know. Can you play it again?
I said Boston Strong. So did it have something to do with like Big Poppy or something?
It was Big Poppy.
Can we hear it one more time?
Well, how the hell am I doing a Russian accent for a Dominican player?
You tell me, Stoney.
That's why I wanted to hear your Russian accent.
Anyway, all right.
You want to take another stab at it, don't you?
Do you want me to read these texts in Russian?
Yes, I do, please.
I agree with No, I can't even read them right in English. I agree with Stoney. Once you pick a country to play for, you're tied to them forever. The spirit of the Olympics is to represent your country. Playing for more than one devalues the Olympics. Not sure if Kyrie played for Australia all along, but switching countries. Oh, no, he says, excuse me. No issue if Kyrie played for Australia all along, but switching countries is crazy. That's not the spirit of the Olympics. There's country pride. That's what I'm saying. Stoney, your hate for Kyrie is showing. He was born in Australia as a citizen. How much more ties would you like? I don't hate Kyrie. He's a great basketball player. He's a little weird. I think once you play for one country, that should be your country for the Olympics. That's my issue. I don't hate him.
You don't happen to have an Australian accent, do you?
Oh, stop it, please. I have absolutely no issue if Irving wants to play for Australia. You should be able to play for either the team that you're a citizen of or the country you were born in. That's Kevin from Ann Arbor. How is the mate, Kyrie? He's a good mate. How is my Kyrie going to get halfway around the world if it's flat? When's LeBron going to play for China? We'd welcome Kyrie with open arms. In excess and the Hemsworth brothers. We don't want Kyrie Irving coming down here to play for Australia from Men at Work. All right. I believe it's time for Heather to save us.
Well, Taylor Swift has had a really big impact on Travis Kelce. On Tuesday's episode of the Fitz and Wit podcast, Jason Kelce got candid about his brother's relationship and said that he has noticed a huge change in his brother since they started dating.
You want to keep who you are, but I think we could all agree that our significant others, our spouses, have made us better people.
And you normally want to be a better person for the person you're with. So while he didn't say her name specifically, he implied that those people in his life have had some big impact. So it sounds like he has a couch in his living room. He's got some furniture to sit on. Yes.
Way to go.
Philadelphia Eagles GM Howie Roseman has applied for the trademark of the phrase, "I bleed for this city." So this was after he was hit by a beer can right in the head during the Super Bowl parade.
Did you see the cut?
I didn't, but I've read enough about it that somebody chucked this beer can, hit him enough to draw blood, right?
Oh, yeah.
He was on a float at the time, but then at the end, it was like he addressed the cut on his head while he's holding the trophy, a cigar, and he said those words, "I bleed for the city." So now, anyway, filed this trademark application. He wants to develop a clothing line around the phrase.
Yeah, sell it in Philly. I think hey, whatever it is, it's cool for that town.
Yeah.
So be it.
Why not? There's a guy from Michigan, the Grand Rapids area, that is accused of driving 700 miles to Pennsylvania to set a house on fire because a man who lived there had been talking to his ex-girlfriend. There were six people in the house at the time. This was on February 10th. They all suffered smoke inhalation, but thankfully all got out of the house. Two dogs in the house died. The serious fire, right? Like the house was engulfed in flames. Police were actually able to use like license plate readers to track the car and the suspect all the way back to Michigan. So he's facing tons of charges, like six counts of attempted homicide, arson, and one I'd never heard of, six counts of risking catastrophe, among other things.
You're risking catastrophe.
All because
That's
there was, yeah, like a 21-year-old who lived there that was, who knows? Talking to his ex and he didn't like it.
Yeah.
Joe Buck is coming back to baseball, at least for one day. He'll be back in the booth for opening day, which is March 27th between the Milwaukee Brewers and the New York Yankees. So this will be his first time calling a national baseball game in 4 years. And he said he's really excited for it. He jumped at the opportunity quick, yes, but did say this is a one-off assignment and not a permanent return to the baseball booth.
I think it'll be cool.
I like Joe Buck.
I do too. And I think he does a great job doing baseball. It's kind of been almost criminal that he hasn't been able to do it in the last 4 years.
Finally, you might notice something new on Instagram. It's in the test phases right now. It's a dislike button, which at first when I heard that, I'm like, oh gosh, we don't need more negativity on social media because there's enough negative people already. But it could actually be used for a good thing. So you can only dislike a comment. You can't dislike somebody's post. And it's all private, so nobody can see who disliked what.
Yeah.
But what it's for is to take some of those really negative comments that nobody likes to read. If it gets enough dislikes, it will push
it
down to the bottom. So the more positive comments will be the ones that are first seen. They're going to see how it goes, and then maybe this could become a permanent fixture.
Whatever.
You don't like the dislike button? Why do you have to be forced to like it? You could dislike it.
Yeah, you know, nobody forces you to like it either.
Right.
So,
yeah. But if they have
the non-like is kind of like a dislike, but I do like that it
yeah, thumbs
it bumps,
up, thumbs down.
Yeah, and it pushes it. All those really bad ones push it all the way down to the bottom.
You should be able to do that for ads.
Yes, you should. Dislike. You kind of can.
Yeah. You can block ads.
You have to do a couple taps, but you can mm-hmm. do that.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you very much, Heather. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. Coming up next, he is one of the most popular players in Detroit who never plays. Would you be upset if he's no longer here? 97 won the ticket.
Your New Year's resolution is to lose weight, and you can get there faster than you think with Ideal You. Go to idealyou.us now, and you can lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 40 days. Whether your resolution is to lose 10, 100, or anywhere in between, Ideal You works, and it works fast. I lost 10 pounds in the first 10 days. I lost 50 overall in those 40 days, and I got to eat real whole foods. So you know what? I was able to stick with it. It's a lifestyle change, so it's not something with shakes and bars that you got to try and stick with. Ideal You's weight loss coaches are going to work with you every step of the way. They're going to help you lose weight, and maybe the best part is they're going to help you keep it off. It's always a challenge. If you want to weigh less, go to idealyou.us. Ideal You is a Michigan-based weight loss company that's helped thousands of people just like me and you lose weight. In fact, over 90% of Ideal You customers, that's 9 out of 10, lose at least 20 pounds in just 40 days. If you want to weigh less, go to idealyou.us. And if you sign up now, you're also going to get a $200 Visa gift card. Start your new year off right. Lose weight and get a $200 Visa gift card. Want to weigh less? Go to idealyou.us. We had a chance to have a few good laughs there. And Stoney teased this. One of the most talked about players on a Detroit sports team that has rarely seen the field is Hendon Hooker. And he has been talked about as, you know, and we've talked about him a lot, as the number two quarterback here in Detroit. He was drafted in the third round. He's going into his third season. We haven't seen him. We didn't see him in the first year because of the ACL injury that he was recovering from. Mm-hmm. And it's always the conversation of, was it a wasted pick? What was the value in that pick? What are they going to get out of Hendon Hooker? And now, when you listen to a lot of the talk shows going on, talking about free agency, and we know that both coordinators, for the Detroit Lions. Ben Johnson is in Chicago. Aaron Glenn is in with the New York Jets. What is going to happen to not only the coaches that have gone with them, that's all been settled, but are there any players that may be following those coaches? You mentioned Carlton Davis earlier. Mm-hmm. When we were talking about the free agent carousel, that he may end up with the Jets because of his familiarity with that defense. It's also been talked about that Hendon Hooker may be traded to the New York Jets because they are currently looking for a quarterback. They let Aaron Rodgers go. And that Aaron Glenn is very familiar with the skill set of one Hendon Hooker. Do you think there is any value that they have in Hendon Hooker that they could actually get a draft pick for him from the New York Jets? Do you think it's something that is plausible?
Well, I believe it. The only team that they could get value, if he has really progressed in practice and all that stuff.
Something that we would know nothing about.
There's only one person, actually there's two teams who would know, the Chicago Bears and the New York Jets, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as we know, the Bears don't need a quarterback.
Correct.
Maybe a backup.
Right. Look, if Aaron Glenn and who's the passing game coordinator that he just hired, right, from here?
Tanner Engstrom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. If they believe in Hendon, if he believes in Hendon Hooker, then yeah. The Jets are a viable option. But other than that, no. I mean, we talked about his draft, in 2024. I mean, the Hendon Hooker pick could be one of, if he doesn't play here, whether he's good or not, he wasted a third-round pick on a backup quarterback who never plays.
Well, that was the 23 draft, I believe.
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah. I'd say we talked earlier in the show about the 24 draft. Yeah. I mean, you look at the players that were taken after Hendon Hooker. God, Tank Dell, Condre Miller, Jalen Hyatt, Tucker Kraft. Well, they didn't need a tight end at the time, but a lot of really good players. Kobe Turner, the defensive tackle from the Rams. I mean, so yeah, they could have gotten much more production, no doubt.
Sure, they could have. But was it if he never plays a down here, a meaningful down?
Mm hmm.
You could talk about the production, lack of production from that pick.
Yes.
Was it a bad gamble to take? Because before his ACL injury, there was a lot of people that were talking about Hendon Hooker as a first-round draft pick. Now, obviously, the ACL changed all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the fact that he was going to be older as a rookie. Now he's, 27 years old, and he's only going into his third season in the NFL. So that was part of it as well. But was it a bad gamble to take at the time? I think that's more the question.
Well, yeah, it definitely was a bad gamble at the time. I mean, well, at the time we didn't know, but yeah, looking back, it definitely was. He was the only quarterback, I'm looking at that draft, who was taken in the third round. There were two quarterbacks, and the Lions didn't have a fourth round pick. I don't know if that was because of the Broderick Martin situation or not. I think it might have. Anyway, regardless, there were two quarterbacks taken in round four, back-to-back, so you assume a Hooker might have been gone there or somewhere before.
Who were those two quarterbacks?
Jake Haener from with the Saints and Stetson Bennett to the Rams.
Stetson Bennett.
Yeah. And then later in round five, you had Clayton Tune and DTR got drafted by Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could turn out to be a stupid-ass pick, especially because of the names of the people that I mentioned earlier
who were taken after. Guys could have been productive in other areas of this team and
correct.
Still be productive.
Now, it's obvious because they took him in 2023. They, no matter what they say, maybe they didn't think Jared Goff was going to ascend to what he ascended to.
Well, certainly that's got to be part of the equation.
Yeah.
And going back to when he was drafted, it's a matter of now you draft a guy in the third round like that or fourth round, and you're not going to get that fifth year option. So they were going to have to decide within those first 4 years, is he going to be a viable option as a starter or a reliable backup? Now, if they end up trading him to the Jets, it's really going to depend on what they get in return. Will they get like for like? I mean, he was drafted in the third round. Will they get a third round pick? Probably not.
No.
I mean, they'll be lucky to get a sixth, maybe a seventh.
Yeah.
Or trade sticks, whatever it is. And on that level, yeah, it's a completely wasted pick. But at the time, the gamble was, can we find a way to rehab him And
have him hopefully be the quarterback of our future?
Yeah. That's where you go to now, looking on hindsight, if he never plays a meaningful snap in the NFL.
It's a wasted pick. Wasted pick. You understand why they might have done it, and I think it's more because they didn't have in their back of their minds, and they'll never say it, had the faith that Jared Goff would be Jared Goff. Why else would you take a third-round pick on a guy who may not play? Unless you just feel, quarterbacks get hurt, I want somebody here. Well, you know he's not going to play his first year, first of all.
And here's where I think it is a wasted pick, is I'm okay if you take a flyer on a guy in the third round that could develop into a long-time number two quarterback for you. And reliable in the offense, could deliver the ball, could do all that. But I don't even know that he's done that. There's been nothing. And what even complicated matters more was that they brought Teddy Bridgewater back after winning, for being a high school coach, to end up coming into a playoff game versus Hendon Hooker, who they in essence wasted that draft pick on. He never even developed into a number two.
Yeah. I mean, God, there's so many other players here taken after Hendon Hooker. The guy from the defensive lineman, I hope I pronounce his name right. I know I can pronounce his first name right. Yaya Diaby from Tampa. I mean, he was taken. A lot of decent running backs, you know.
And you're not going to hit on every pick.
No, I understand that. But it was a luxury pick that they really didn't need.
Well, and here's where... especially when you put that label on it, a luxury pick. I think drafting Giovanni Manu last year was a luxury pick at a time where they had built the roster to a point where they could spend a mid-round pick on a luxury pick.
Right.
At that time, and that's why I'm defending last year's draft a little bit. At that time, they weren't a team that could spend a luxury pick on a, at best, number two quarterback.
Right.
So that's why I think it's... And I don't know why Tanner Engstrom or Aaron Glenn would... Unless they're just going into this season saying, we're going to fully tank.
Yeah.
And we're not... Whatever happens this year, we just need somebody to simply be under center that we know can, know the snap count and know the formations and maybe distribute the ball, but we're really playing for a draft pick in 26.
Because that's basically what they are, unless they somehow can convince the Rams to trade them Matthew Stafford, which is, we've heard the Giants.
Sure, we've heard the Giants, we've heard the Steelers.
Yeah.
We've heard some of those other teams that are going to be competitive. Can you imagine Stafford going to
the Jets? No.
A team that, even under the best of circumstances this year, don't think they're going to be very competitive.
No. He'd have no choice, but you think they're going to do the same thing that the Lions did. I don't know. Real quick, let's go to Glenn. You're a 97 on the Ticket. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, how you doing, guys? John, I don't think it's a waste of pick, picking Hooker in third round, because at the time when they picked him, they got great value. They had a guy that was going to be a good selection for a Heisman Trophy and possibly a first-round pick. You get him in the third. And then at the time, they wasn't a whole 100% sold on Jared Goff at the time. So my thing is, if they would have held their water and not signed Jared Goff to all that money, that would have been Jared Goff last year on his contract, and you could have franchised him for one more year to see what he'd do. And now if he get bounced out again, then you got one year with Hooker that you can actually play him to find out what you got.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. I could be wrong. Didn't they extend Goff after the 2023 season? Not after the 22 season, did they? Am I right or wrong?
It was after the 23 season.
Yeah.
It was going into this year.
That had nothing to do with it.
No. And, I mean, there's nobody that's going to know what Hendon Hooker could do better than the staff that was here.
Correct.
And if they didn't feel like he could even be relied upon to go into a game for a series or to finish a game, and they were bringing in a guy that hadn't even been on the team for the past 8 months, to me, that's the referendum.
I totally agree with you. 248-539-9797.
When it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank, and I think you should as well, with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants bankers are attentive. They took the time to sit down with me and ask me a bunch of questions and worked with me to build a financial plan that fits my unique situation, and they've modified it over the years as well. They'll do the same for you. When you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well, and they volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of a 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com, First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stoney in for Jim Costa, 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Yeah, Hendon Hooker could turn out to be a wasted draft pick. The problem is if Jared Goff continues to play really, really well, there's no need to have Hendon Hooker, you know, on the field. So, yeah, it is a draft. It is a wasted draft pick. But so far, you know, we've been lucky that Goff has not gotten hurt. We understand the ramifications of that position, that usually somebody gets hurt for at least a few games, and that hasn't happened yet.
So,
knock on wood.
In that draft, they had six picks in the top 90-something, right? Wasn't Martin 90th or right around there?
Yeah.
So, and they nailed the first four.
Right.
You know,
right.
His best draft, I think.
Yeah.
And so, somebody brought this up on Ticket Text, and I kind of agree with it, even though I think these happen less than often. The 49ers were coming off an NFC Championship game where Brock Purdy led them to the NFC Championship game and got, you know, threw his arm off, basically.
Right.
But they were led by, he saved them after the Trey Lance disaster. Brock Purdy saved the 49ers to give him a chance to win again.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Right. And then, you know, you can look back at, like, Kirk Cousins going in the fourth round. Why would the Washington team at that time do that when they just selected RG3 three rounds earlier?
Right.
Well, you know, so their argument on Ticket Text is maybe you take that shot when you got extra picks on a QB, because if you hit it, it's jackpot time. It's jackpot in terms of building your roster on a cheap quarterback and going for it.
Yep.
With six picks in the top 90s, I don't have so much of a problem. My problem is the quarterback they took. I never liked him from day one. I thought he was a one-read guy coming out of college. It was off a trendy, hot Josh Heupel offense. And Hendon Hooker reminded me of Johnny Manziel to a degree in terms of not the person, but the type of player.
Right.
They caught college football by storm that year, that Tennessee offense, and he had a big win over Alabama. And the same can be said about Johnny Manziel's freshman year. He got a lot of mileage out of that.
Yeah.
And the injury was just like, so I don't know if there was another quarterback to be had, if that was the right time, but at least there's an argument to take a quarterback when you've got multiple.
Right. As I mentioned, the quarterbacks taken after Hooker were in the fourth round, Jake Haener from Fresno State and Stetson Bennett.
Yeah. I mean, Georgia. Well, they would have been criticizing when they took Bennett instead, like a few rounds later, because he would have been in Dallas getting liquored up.
Well, you know what?
Remember
you know,
that story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the last pick in the fourth round was a guy who started games at quarterback in the NFL already, Aiden O'Connell.
Yes. And hasn't DTR started a couple of games for Cleveland?
Mm-hmm.
Not so good.
No, not going good.
He can't beat out. He can't be delivered from the picks either.
Delivered. Please, your Lord, deliver me from the pick sixes.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing that has to play into it. They were going to have to make a decision on what they were doing with Jared Goff before they even knew what they were going to have in Hendon Hooker, because Hendon Hooker wasn't going to be a part of training camp.
Right.
Wasn't going to be a part of the first half of the season.
It was basically a redshirt year.
Yeah. And so which they end up doing is giving Jared Goff that extension, and they really didn't even know what they had in Hendon Hooker at that point.
Right.
So the only thing, like, we've done some second guessing of the drafts today at another time with Terrion Arnold, and the Lions draft class from 2024 hasn't been graded very well so far. I think you can make cases for both, like, for why, you know, but you also have to be patient in terms of a cornerback,
right.
You know. I think my frustration in general, if you want to like kind of combine all this together with Hooker and maybe last year's not looking so good, is you've put yourself in a situation where the offensive line has gotten old fast.
Yeah.
And that happened with Jonah Jackson leaving, which you weren't going to pay him that money.
Right.
But you replaced him with a guy that's 9 years older. You know, so now Graham Glasgow's kind of looking here, and Decker and Ragnow another year. So all of a sudden, these picks who could have been used to replenish the line, you're kind of all in with the two they used last year.
Right, Mahogany and Manu.
Yeah,
and Manu's a project.
Things can get bad really fast if they don't work out.
Yes, they can. And where are they going to the needs that they're going to have to address this year? And whether it's free agency or the draft, offensive line and edge rusher. And they could have addressed some of those with some of those picks, is
exactly.
Basically what you're saying.
Yeah.
They have their draft strategy has to be trench warfare.
You know, to the contrary, though, the guy's not going to hit every pick.
Right, exactly.
And if Onwuzurike and Pascal were better, what this team maybe been able to do.
Sure.
You know, so it's... Or
Broderick Martin.
Right.
Did anything.
Maybe this year, John.
There's always next year.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.